nonprofit group in the Netherlands has raised a pretty interesting question about climate change. If governments acknowledge that carbon emissions are warming the planet and that humans will be harmed, can humans sue their governments? The nonprofit in the Netherlands has brought a class action lawsuit claiming the government there is failing to protect its citizens. And experts as far away as the United States are watching this closely. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Amsterdam.
Mariam Minnesma is not a person who accepts the status quo.
Sometimes you have to do something and then everybody thinks, oh, that's quite easy, why don't we do that? And then people follow.
For example, a few years ago, the Dutch government told her not enough people want solar panels and it's impossible to negotiate a good price. So Minnesma started taking orders herself. Once enough people signed up to purchase 50,000 solar panels, she flew to China to negotiate with the manufacturers. They said, we'll give you a good bulk rate, and if you pay up front, we'll lower the price even more.
So we emailed all those people and said, yeah, we did it, and it's going to happen. And if you want a little bit more discount, pay us 2 weeks before you get the solar panels. And everybody did this. So I had 20 million euro in a totally new bank account even before any solar panel arrived.
Her crazy-sounding plan has now become common.
Yeah, we have now hundreds of collective buying initiatives, so we really set a new standard.
Minnesma is the founder and director of a Dutch environmental organization called Urgenda, short for Urgent Agenda. Today, she's working on another climate change moonshot. Her colleague Dennis van Berkel takes me to the outskirts of Amsterdam to explain. We walk up a small hill, and on the far side, there's a wide stretch of water.
The thing about the Netherlands is that, as you can see here, the water on our left side here is higher than the land on our right side. We're here about 3 meters below sea level. What this place reminds me of is that for the Netherlands, really on the long run, climate change is sort of an almost existential issue.
The Netherlands has a reputation as a progressive country, but on carbon emissions, it's not progressive at all. Forget the iconic windmills and bicycles. The Netherlands still relies heavily on coal-fired power plants. And the country's goals to cut emissions are much less ambitious than other European countries. That's why Urgenda filed a very unusual class action lawsuit, the first of its kind. The case argues that the country is failing to protect Dutch citizens. They want a judge to order the government to cut the country's carbon emissions. Almost 900 people have joined the case, including Natasha Vandenberg.
I'm a mother of an 8-year-old boy and an almost 4-year-old girl. And they are also plaintiffs, right?
She says her kids will be more affected by climate change than she will. Vandenberg heats her house through solar power. She recycles and rides a bicycle. But she says individual action is not enough.
Even if I will do everything correct, this country, the government buildings, the companies, the way we produce things in this country, I cannot change that by myself. We need the collective.
The Dutch government declined our interview request. But a couple of years ago, the environment minister told a Dutch newspaper that she thinks the lawsuit is a good thing, forcing the government to take politically difficult steps. The suit does have its critics. Tim Worstall is with the conservative Adam Smith Institute in London. He's author of a book called Chasing Rainbows, How the Green Agenda Defeats Its Aims.
I think you can probably find 900 people to join in frivolous nonsense in any nation. It's the Dutch citizenry who actually use fossil fuels, and so it's the citizenry themselves that are causing the damage.
There's another obvious shortcoming to this lawsuit. The Netherlands is a small country, and if it totally stopped emitting carbon tomorrow, climate change would still continue at the same rate. I asked plaintiff Joost Ockels about this. She's a grandmother, and her late husband was the first Dutch astronaut.
It's a global problem, but I cannot handle a global problem. I can only handle my own. And if we make many, 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 many people aware of that, well, perhaps then I hope for a movement.
Urgenda is working to get this approach to catch on, just like the solar panels did. From the beginning, the lawyers translated all of their documents and research into English and posted them online, a huge and expensive effort. Now, lawyers in Belgium have filed a similar lawsuit. Lawyers from Australia and Canada have been in touch. Even in the United States, experts are paying attention, like Michael Gerard, who directs the Climate Change Law Center at Columbia Law School.
If the Dutch court were to rule against the state in this case, that would be a very powerful signal that would probably then lead to similar litigation in many other countries.
The court heard arguments at The Hague in mid-April. The judges will issue their ruling on June 24th. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Amsterdam.